It's Monday, the 8th of February, 8 a.m. and it's another overcast day, but at least at the moment. I was going to say dry, but it's not dry. There's regular wee spits of rain that are in my face, so everything's sodden, mind you. Saturday wasn't very nice at all. Yesterday was absolutely dismal, dire and dreich. Terrible day yesterday, absolutely shocking. Oh my god. And apparently, we are not getting the storm. Oh, not to my knowledge, we're getting the storm. Storm number 9. Imogen. I guessed that one well. Imogen is hitting South England at the moment. So not so nice for folk down there. Just one storm after another. It's crazy stuff. It's crazy. I can't ever remember a winter like this. Ever in my life. Anything like it, in fact. Even chop it in half so far. And I still couldn't or can't remember any winter that was like this at all. Yeah. Anyway. Not too bad. It's fairly pleasant. It's fairly mild. I've got my hot muggy tea. Had a bad night sleep last night again. Off to bed. Off to sleep, no problem. Don't seem to have any issues getting off to sleep fairly quick. Unless my mind's particularly focused on something interesting, something that I'm really keen on. But other than that, I normally go off to sleep. But up twice during the night, and the second time, which would have been probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that, I had to get up again, which is crazy because we didn't even have a second tea last night. We had our last consumption of fluids, apart from a sippy water, at 6 p.m. and it didn't make a heap of a difference. Still had to get up twice. But anyway, when I got back into bed, that was it. Mind gone, off in its travels. Oh my god. And the only way I could get back to sleep was to turn on my left side. Eventually, after a long time. Because it's not a comfortable position. And again, it works. I don't know why. I don't know why it works. But it's uncomfortable as soon as I turn on my left hand side. And it's not pain, it's hard to describe. But it knocks me out. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Maybe it's the discomfort that stops my mind from wandering, meandering, running amok in my head. Maybe it focuses the mind on this discomfort, and that's enough to zap it, taser it, to shut down. And I did get back to sleep, and I slept well after that, but I think it was about an hour, at least an hour, maybe longer, of lying there, crying out like a voice in the wilderness. Please, Lord, please let me get back to sleep. So it's a lot brighter in the mornings now. I noticed there's a amount of daylight that was there at 7:30 just as I prepared to go in the shower. Definitely beginning to get much brighter now in the mornings, which is good. That's Mrs. Blackbird. Good morning. Mr. Blackbird, or so I believe it was Mr. Blackbird, was on the rooftop this morning, very early. During that time, I was unable to get back to sleep. I was on the rooftops singing, not full pelt, not full spring dawn chorus pelt, but just beautiful wee trills now and again. Just maybe building his vocabulary up, building his strength up for long periods. And I try to focus on that and say, well, that's, at least if you're not sleeping, you're listening to something that's beautiful. I think that helped, actually. You know, who can say? But birdsong is soothing. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to go to bed with a wee recording at my bedside table with earplugs, earbuds, I mean. And if I can't get back to sleep, just plug in the birdies. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. I've lost a wee bit of weight. I haven't weighed myself since... When did I weigh myself? Saturday morning. Saturday morning I weighed myself, and I'm pretty good, actually. I've lost... well, I had lost 4 pounds over a 3 or 4 week period, which is good. Considering the time of year and the desire, the craving from your body to eat as much as you like. And last night, because Lent's coming up, my wife said that she usually does actually go off all sweeties and cakes, chocolate biscuits, anything like that for Lent, and drags me in with her always. Because if she doesn't buy them, they're not there for me to eat either. So she said that any chocolate or sweeties that's left have to be consumed before Tuesday evening when we go to bed. So a wee bit of chocolate, I said, not a lot, to be honest with you, really not a lot, but I did enjoy it. It was very pleasant. Can't be a bit of chocolate to give you that release of goodness. So my weight back down to where I was before Christmas came along, and all I've got to do now is concentrate, stay on the plan, get the weight down, back on the bike hopefully. Oh god, the weather's not helping that. Hopefully get my weight down to 10 stone. 10 stone would suit me fine, absolutely. 10 stone would be great. I'd be happy to be 10 stone the rest of my days. We shall see. So many bulbs coming up in the garden now. So much work to do in the garden. My God, how can you do it in this weather? I mean, just everything's sodden, squelchy. Squelch. What a word that is, squelch. So descriptive, isn't it, really? So I want to sit down and think that word out. What kind of word? What kind of word can we use? What letters to get a word to describe walking along soggy grass? I know. Let's call it squelching. That's the rain on now, though. One for sure. Mr. Blackbird's come down for a drink at the bird bath. Why don't you just face the sky and open your beak? And there's a wee rocky come down. You know, rockies always find a wee perch, don't they? You know? Seldom, not never, but you seldom see them actually on the ground. You seem to always find a perch somewhere. Posing, that's what it is. A posing perch. But that rain's getting heavy now. So, indoors.